Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. And even though Sean is not here, we're going to give you a little taste of Sean Pendergast. He's on the ground doing some work, doing some pretty good work. All of you guys, I do want to do that real quick, like just to shout out everybody that was in West Virginia this past week. Yourself, Seth, obviously Sean, some of the folks that we follow. I don't want to start calling out everybody because I'm going to miss somebody in there. And since I know them all and they all have my phone number, I'm going to forget somebody and then I'll get a text message, man, you didn't mention me. So I'm just going to mention the guys that's on this show. And then all the rest of y'all that was there, y'all know who y'all are and we're following y'all. But a really good job, I thought, a really good week in West Virginia of content creation, journalism, all of that. I thought it was really good.
And I will actually, I'm glad you said that, because I'll kind of maybe make a list of everybody who was out there covering the team, because if you want to catch up on some of the play-by-play from the scrimmages and everything, a lot of those guys do a really good job of that. So I'll tweet that out or post that on X a little bit later.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sean especially. Sean had some really good interviews, and they did a good job of putting Sean. Sean's so naturally good with guys like Jalen Petrie when he remembers to turn the microphone on.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Figgy for helping Sean get right with his equipment, because that is part of the reason why this interview that you're about to hear from him and Aziz Al-Shaair. The reason why it sounds as good and as crisp as it does. So
yeah, Sean and I, that's the one thing we struggled with, and thank you to Yuengling Flight for sending us there, and Sean basically organized the whole thing. But we are a couple of 50-year-old guys struggling to make it in the modern media environment where it's very much do-it-yourself with everything.
Yeah.
Sean and I had some nice little glitches this week with simple things like hitting record and being sure the video is still running.
Hey, look, sometimes you got to – it's trial and error, right? Trial and error.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, it's fine. I think the big thing is that you're trying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I'll criticize is when the old guy gets old and just doesn't want to learn no new tricks and doesn't want to it's like he just wants to die. It's like, nah, you still here, buddy.
So
get with the times.
So I haven't listened to this yet. I'm excited to listen to this.
Yeah, so I am as well. So this is Sean Pendergast, and you could actually find this, I think, on our social media platforms. And by the way, make sure you're following us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, the old school social media platforms, if you will, as well. So you can find this in those places as well. But let's listen to this. This is Sean Pendergast in West Virginia at the Greenbrier. And I've forgotten that Aziz is actually more familiar with the Greenbrier than maybe I realized. But here they are talking for about 8-9 minutes or so in West Virginia. Sean Pendergast and your starting linebacker for the Texans, Aziz Al-Shaair.
Hey, it's Sean Pendergast. I'm out here with Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair. Just got done with the last practice here at the Greenbrier. You're going to be sorry to see this Greenbrier go with this weather out here, I'm sure, Azeez, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, this is my fourth time actually at the Greenbrier.
That's right. Niners made the trip here a few
times. Three times with San Francisco. So it brought back a couple good memories when I was young, you know, 2019 and 2021 and 22. So, yeah, it was good, man. It's always good to come out here. It's in the middle of nowhere, but it's just like, it's all about football, all about bonding with the guys, and that's what we got to do.
I was going
to
say, middle of nowhere kind of helps. That bonding with the guys thing, I think, feels like that's big. Your head coach is right over here. It feels like that's big with him, is making sure you guys got that camaraderie, right?
Yeah, 100%. I always say it's like when you're in a marriage. You know, it's better to be communicating and constantly in good relationship with each other.
Yeah.
So when issues and stuff come up, you know, because they're going to happen,
yeah,
that you can work through it together. But when nobody's communicating with each other, nobody's talking, and then something happens, and next thing you know, your wife is mad at you. You know, you locked out the house. So we don't want no issues, man. So before we get into the heat of battle, get into the season, you know, coming out here and being with the guys, it just builds that camaraderie so that when it's the heat of the moment, somebody, so you know, I might start yelling at some, hey, I said line up left, not right.
Yeah.
It's not personal. You know, we know there's an actual connection there, so you don't take it personal.
Yeah. My wife's going to see this video, and she's wife number two, so I know that very, very well.
Hey,
yeah,
man.
I got that
I
down. Azeez Al-Shaair joining me out here live at the Greenbrier. So the defense, you guys, not just here at the Greenbrier, but obviously back in Houston, it feels like you guys are in mid-season form out here. You guys are really, really playing well. How do you feel? I guess assess the performance of the defense so far, 13 practices in.
Yeah, man, it's been good. I think just steadily getting better. And that's what you want to see. Like, obviously, we know we're going to be physical. You know, we know what the whole mentality is. But still at the same time, dialing in. And Meek talked about that, you know, really all this week, all the coaches.
Yeah.
Just dialing in on the details. It's like, okay, now we're not. It's not the first couple of days. We took the training wheels off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's really dive into executing the details of our assignment and understanding the situations, you know, just in the games. So we went through different situations throughout this week as well, just to have that football IQ up, you know, because it's not going to just be line up, they're running inside zone, mm-hmm. or, hey, we're just going to run, you know, back to the flat. Like, it's going to, as the season goes, concepts are going to change, and you just want guys to not only be physical, but also football savvy, and that's what we're working on.
What you're working on as a defense. For you personally, what are you looking to improve upon or work on the most in this camp?
Yeah, I think honestly, just that same thing. You know, talking with Coach Billy, my linebacker coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest thing he told me is like, man, you've seen all the plays, seventh year now in the NFL. You know, I've seen all these concepts and all this stuff. Now it's just trusting the technique and not getting so outside of myself, because mm-hmm. there's times where you have that football savviness, that IQ, but also it's like, dang, man, you almost overthought mm-hmm. what it was. So it's like, if you just focus on that one play and just play your technique, you would have made the play. But because you were guessing or, you know, whatever, thinking, oh, I saw this and I thought this, you know, so just eliminating some of that and just really just trusting myself and going to play ball.
We're about to have a helicopter land here in our interview, it feels like. So you were putting in some work out here after practice, which I'm sure is a regular thing for you, and including it looked like you were working on some hand stuff here. Talk about that a little bit. You know, like, I know you guys are swarm and you want to get those turnovers. Is that something you look at that? Like, is that something you want to work on, make sure that those interceptions are coming this
season? Oh, yeah, for sure. I think for me personally, one of the things I was definitely working on this offseason is just catching the ball, man. Mm-hmm. I think when I'm sitting there on a jug machine, like, it's easy to catch a ball when you see it running and coming straight to you.
Yeah.
I think the ones that was harder, especially for defensive players, is you're in coverage.
Yep.
The receiver knows he's getting the ball, but you have no clue.
Yeah.
So you have to turn around and react to the ball quick.
And that's what you were doing over here. Exactly. You're back to the passer, and you were doing the turnaround.
So just working on different ways mm-hmm. of tracking the ball. You know, even I talked about going to Puerto Rico in the offseason with Sting and some of the other guys, and just learning from DBs, who, you know, guys who have great ball skills, and we were just doing all different types of drills and stuff like that. So it really definitely is something that I want to make sure, like, you know, I dropped 3 interceptions last year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure every time I get an opportunity, I catch them.
That's that was a great story. We shared that story at our show, by the way, when you're talking about going to Stingley's thing. That was the year before –
Talk about that a little bit. You and Henry happened to wind up on the same island with them over in Hawaii. You're like, I'm going to this thing next year.
Literally, like, we were both, me and Henry both happened to be in Hawaii. Henry was there seeing his family. I was spending some time out there as well. And Sting was having, you know, the Cover One camp out there. But they were just on the other side of the island. And me and Henry got together. We ended up being literally like 5 minutes away from each other randomly. So we worked out the whole time together. And then we see the guys are there. We're like, bro. Like, we got to make sure, you know, we go next year. So that was a big thing that I wanted to make sure I did. And so I made sure I talked to Big Sting, and we made sure we got it.
Is that the mentality? I mean, you came into the league undrafted, right? Coming into the league. I mean, that's – and so now here you are, you're attacking pass coverage, you know, that kind of thing. Is that the mentality you've had since coming into the league undrafted, that you always have something to improve upon?
100%. It's so crazy because being in San Francisco, the guys that I played with, you know, my vet was Quan Alexander and Malcolm Smith. And then my peers, you know, Fred was a year older than me and Dre Greenlaw. But me and Dre coming in together and kind of like, that was my brother. Fred was like the big older brother that was like, you know, right there in the same age group with us. So the three of us specifically just always challenge each other every day to get better. And you would just see, like, when you watch across the league and you get to meet up with other linebackers and you hear their habits or you hear things that they are and maybe aren't doing, you're just like, like, that's a little different from how we're used to doing things, because we always pushed each other like to the highest standard. So me coming here, that's just all I knew. So, you know, even with bringing that same mentality that D'Amico taught us and coming here and trying to give that same energy to the guys in my room now, just constantly trying to pursue greatness and keep getting better, because, like you said, every year you're going to have to improve on something. Eventually, the league's going to pass all of us by.
Yep.
But if you want to be a guy who consistently is in the league and not just in it, but actually doing it and at a high level, you have to be pushing the envelope to get better.
So 2019 was your first year, right?
Yes, sir.
2019 was your first year. So D'Amico was the linebackers coach at that time.
Coach, yes,
so you're an undrafted free agent. So you get to choose where you go.
Yes,
obviously, that's a benefit to that. How much did you know about D'Amico Ryans before you chose to go to San
Francisco? Oh, yeah. I knew about D'Amico because my family was Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Okay.
So I watched him when he was in Philly.
Yeah.
But as far as really the determining factor that made me go out there was Chris Kiffin, who was the D-line assistant coach out there, and he was my defensive coordinator at FAU.
Okay.
So he was
Was Lane Kiffin your head coach at FAU? Okay, there you go.
I was just funny because him and John Lynch, they made a bet, and they said, listen, Chris bet him $1,000 that I'd make the team if I signed there. And John bet him that I wouldn't make it. So I never forget, all the time, John, whenever we see each other, he always brings that up. He's like, man, you know, I'm so proud of you, man. I still owe Chris $1,000 for that bet. It's the funniest thing.
I thought you could say, owe John $1,000.
No, John owes Chris $1,000, man. Hey, Chris, make sure you still collect. I don't think he ever paid that money. I mean, it was one of those things where it was like, you know, Chris is banging on the table for me, and everybody will tell you, you know, he believed in me to go there. And when I get there, you know, 5 months post ACL, didn't do none of OTAs.
Yeah.
Quan Alexander, who I just talked about, was a vet,
my
vet, and still a big brother to me.
Yeah.
He was rehabbing his ACL at the same time as well. And so I remember the first day of training camp, you know, Quan, we're both getting back at the same time. So I'm like, oh, we're just easing in. Quan is obviously a starter. He just signed a $50 million contract.
Yep.
We had 10 linebackers. I remember I was literally the 10th linebacker on the depth chart. So you got Mike Samwell, and then
you
at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there like, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what I got to do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to work every day, and that's what I did.
And you made the team.
Yes, sir.
Did you feel like when it was coming down to cut down time back then that you were going to make the team, or were you surprised? Do you remember what your emotions were that day?
Honestly, I always believed in myself.
Yeah.
But you just never know. It's the NFL, and I'm a rookie, so I wasn't going to act like I knew everything or anything like that. And I remember D'Amico, when we had the team party, him and Coach Salo were like, man, we knew you made the team after the second preseason game. But, you know, you just never know, so we didn't want to tell you. I'm like, well, damn, I should have said something. You know, I was freaking out, so I was grateful for sure. The thing is, what you realize is they don't tell you you made the team. They just tell you if you didn't. So when you don't hear nothing, you just look around like
You're just hoping to not get a phone call day,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, that's great. All right, hey, before we wrap up, how excited are you to I don't know who's going to play on Saturday, you know, against Minnesota, if the ones are going to play or whatever, but how excited are you at some point to just go smack somebody in another uniform?
Man, it's just exciting. I mean, we had a great couple practices out here. And you see it gets chippy back and forth, and guys are competing at a high level, but you definitely, like, look forward to playing against somebody else that's not your teammate, so that you don't have to be so like, oh, let me make sure I don't hit him and he falls on the ground.
No,
like,
more thud. We get to drag,
you know,
guys.
So I think it's funny because even me today, there was a play where I was running and I hit the running back, but I, like, hit him, I could have wrapped him up. And my mama, if I wrap him up, he might have fell.
Yeah.
Meek's like, hey, man, work your rap, work your rap. And I'm just like, yes, sir, yes, sir. Because my mom, like, if I wrap him, he's going to drop. I'm going to drop him.
Yeah.
So it was just like that constant back and forth where you got to find the fine line of pushing it and not. So when you get to go out there and just tackle, you know it's like tackle, so just go do it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yes, good stuff. Aziz Alshire, Texans linebacker. Let's flash those H's up for the video right there. That's good stuff, man.
So that's Aziz Alshire, Texans linebacker, with Sean Pendergast out there at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. And as he mentioned, his fourth time. I didn't realize that the 49ers had gone as many times as they had, especially while he was there. But, yeah, that's his fourth time there.
Yeah, that part about working on tackling, that's one of the hardest things where, you know, our listeners know, I've hammered that one of the things that really could put this defense over the top into becoming, I feel like an historically elite defense is the tackling. It's simply the tackling. And I'd asked D'Amico about that in one of the press conferences. There is a matter of emphasizing tackling technique in a situation where you can't actually tackle. So much of it is about the approach and just fitting exactly right, but then doing it just enough that you don't take the guy down. It's a matter of emphasis, because nobody tackles regularly in practice in the NFL, and they really haven't since the 1970s or so. So it's the teams that really focus on that, and it takes a lot of vigilance by the coaches and the players themselves.
Seth, literally hold this thought, because I'm always interested in how you guys practice tackling, given exactly what, because you're always one to say, yes, you can practice it, and like I just don't get it, you know. So I want to talk with you a little bit more about that, and we can react on the other side to that Aziz Alshire interview with Sean Pendergast. Brandon Scott in for Sean here with Seth Payne, coming right back on the Aziz Alshire interview. We'll react to that next.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast, rolling along here with Seth Payne. I enjoyed, now we've heard both of y'all's interviews, and look, I don't have any harsh critiques of either one of you. You guys are professionals. Y'all are, yeah. It's almost like you do this media thing for a living, both of you. Got to
this
hear
is sports
you.
Sports radio. You yeah. need to power rank them.
Yeah. No,
I'm joking.
No, I think, and I, you know what? We're going to talk a little bit about how we're power ranked amongst our peers in sports radio and what our place in sports radio society is right now. But that's a tease for later on in the show. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But I did enjoy listening to Sean talk with Aziz Al-Shaair at training camp. I thought it was a really good interview. And honestly, I thought it was also an opportunity to kind of talk about the linebacker position at large. Of course, Christian Harris returned to practice this week. You got Aziz over there talking about very transparent and open about the things that he's working on and the parts of his game that he wants to improve, even as he goes into year 7. So I wanted to hit on that. You were talking, though, before we went into the break about tackling and that being the thing, maybe the one element of this Texans defense that's keeping them from being a really, really, really good defense to being like a great, a truly and genuinely great defense. And I'm curious from you, like, what do you see from them that they could be better at or how it is that they could be better tacklers in this season?
A lot of it is that, and D'Amico talked about that this week. I was able to ask him a question in the press conference. It really is everything leading up to the actual tackle itself that is usually what makes or breaks a tackle. And it's the, you know, what D'Amico had said is, hey, there were too many instances last year where guys are simply, they're kind of positioned behind the ball carrier instead of in front of the ball carrier. As simple as, you know, you want to be, even if all your other tackling technique breaks down, can you at least be a log in the road in the path of this dude? You know, just a physical obstacle and barrier. And that makes the rest of the technique a lot easier. And that tracks, I think, with what we saw last year. There are too many times where guys just, those last two steps before the tackle, you got to really fit right. And that's what you can work on in practice, where you're, it's not just that you're not tackling, you're trying to, by and large, you don't want to hit a guy running in the open field when it's an easy shot and you could knock him over. You got to figure out how to get your fit, but then just pull off at the last moment. And what happens during the season especially, it's one thing during training camp, everybody emphasizes it, and that's what you're looking at, and you're getting coached on it. During the season, people start getting so wrapped up in game plans and everything else that you'll see in practice, guys will kind of just start to tag off. They'll run past the ball carrier. You know, a defensive back will just kind of just play one-hand tag with him and show that he could have done it. So it's on the coaches, really, and then the players and self-policing it, that no, you got to, right up until that last step before you would have hit him, you got to be in the exact right position. So it's nothing magical. It's really just the emphasis on it. And some teams do a better job of it than others, because the immediately what people will say is, well, if you're not allowed to tackle, how do you practice tackling? You do everything leading up to the point that you would tackle the guy. And if you practice and focus on that, there are some teams that consistently are good tacklers. And there's other teams that they're all operating under the same rules. Nobody's tackling in practice, but some teams do it better than others. So it's not a matter of saying, like, well, yeah, ideally we'd be doing full tackle football, et cetera, et cetera. You can't do that. Can we do it better than the other teams are doing it and be one of those teams that have the fewest missed tackles in the league? As opposed to the Texans, the Texans were one of the league leaders last year in missed tackles.
Yeah, it makes sense when you explain it that way. I look at it from just like a layman's point of view. D'Amico Ryan's your head coach, a linebacker, a very good linebacker himself in his day, then a linebacker coach, then a defensive coordinator, now a defensive minded. I know he kind of scoffs at the idea that he's a defensive minded head coach, but still a head coach that calls defensive plays. We obviously know his background. I don't feel like you can be a team that leans in, and look, I love D'Amico Ryan as much as the next guy, but you can't be a team that leans into swarm mentality. Oh, we're going to be this rumble tumble. We got a hard-nosed defensive head coach. This is our identity. We want to be a tough football team. But then, as you just mentioned, have some of the worst tackling numbers out there. Like, those things cannot coexist. It is not a consistent, logical train there.
Yeah, and it might be one of those things, too, where D'Amico, you know, sometimes whatever your strength was as a player, you don't realize that it's a coachable thing, and that you might feel like, okay, this is just something that happens naturally, or we can coach it this way or whatever. And then you realize, okay, wait, no, we got to actually break this down a little bit more. And my personal experience of it was that I had one coach my fifth year in the NFL who kind of changed me completely and turned me from just an average tackler into a really sound and secure tackler by working with him the entire offseason on, you know, non-contact drills and bag drills and everything else like that. And he was all about the approach and exactly your target when you're tackling somebody. I think that it's one of those things that kind of gets lost in the shuffle sometimes because there's so many other challenges you have on a football team. But D'Amico started talking about midway through last season, I think, where he realized, okay, the swarm mentality and like on the football field, getting a bunch of guys to the ball, yeah, that makes up for some poor tackling because it allows guys to go for the collision and that you should have two or three guys behind you coming up and picking up the slack. The problem is those moments where there don't happen to be two or three guys behind you picking up the slack and you miss the tackle and it ends up being a huge game.
Yeah, so I don't feel like we've done a lot, at least at the station. So when I say we, I'm talking about just the collective we here at the station. I feel like we've done a lot of breakdown or analysis on the linebackers. It's happened, but it's just not a lot of attention paid to that. But since we've got the Azeez Alshire interview that we just played and he's talking about the things that he's working on, I got to say this. I'm encouraged by that position group, especially after watching Christian Harris return to at least some level of action. I know it was just a walkthrough, and we understand that they're probably going to slow play it. We don't know when he's going to be 100% again, but it looks like he's going to play football this year, knock on wood. Between that, what you got from Henry Toa as a much-improved football player last season, and so just to kind of know that that's almost like money in the bank if you need him to play. He's a middle linebacker by trade, like by nature, but also was able to play, you know, kind of in the Christian Harris role last year in his absence. And then Azeez, as we mentioned, as somebody who has the presence of mind and the self-awareness to see what it was that he needed to get better at and is actually working on that. To me, it feels like it should be an improved position, if for no other reason that you're going to probably get Christian Harris back, but also Henry Toa is a better player than you realized, or probably the thing you thought he was going into last year. And then Azeez, if the work that he's done in the offseason is, you know, comes to fruition, he should also be a better player. So I'm curious what you think about this linebacker group and kind of what they have.
What I really am looking forward to is, I think if guys can stay healthy, their ability to mix and match by game plan, because yeah, EJ Speed has done some really impressive things out there. I mean, Nick Neiman is mostly a special teams guy. He's barely played defensively, but there's EJ, like, to use EJ Speed as an example, EJ Speed was a special teams guy early in his career and then worked his way into being a full-time starter with Indianapolis. That I think if they can stay healthy, they're going to have more ability to put, for one, three linebackers out on the field, because I think there were times last year where it really would have helped if they'd been able to play their base 4-3 versus some of the teams like the Ravens that are playing with multiple tight ends and fullbacks a lot, very, very regularly. You just want that body mass out there. But then also they've got different skill sets and different levels of athleticism. To at times, there might be some games where, hey, your starting linebackers, the two guys who are out there are Azeez Alshire and Christian Harris. There's other times where it's Azeez Alshire and Henry Toa. That's what I'm looking forward to. One thing that Azeez was talking about during that interview about kind of, you know, just playing the called play, but also using your football IQ to know when you got to improvise a little bit. One of the hard things last year for the Texans linebackers was play action, and just the recognition of play action and either not biting on it or having tells before the snap, that could make a big difference with the defense, because there were times where the linebackers just got duped by play action too much. So it's not, like, they don't really have a lot of guys right now that I feel are awesome in pass coverage and that are going to be able to, you know, consistently cover a tight end down the seam or something like that. But they can just be more on it with their keys and just be a little bit more sound fundamentally when it comes to the play action, where you don't have to be awesome in coverage. You just got to be in the passing lane. You got to be in the right position. And there were just too many times last year where they were out of position.
Am I crazy for also, like, I know we're talking about linebackers, but I think about Jalen Petrie in his hybrid role as like a slot linebacker. I don't know. I am also excited about the prospect of, you know, because obviously he would have been fully healthy last year when he got hurt, but he's healthy now. So, you know, who knows what happens, but hopefully a fully healthy year for Jalen Petrie in his not so new role now, right?
Yeah.
Like he's done it for a season now, and maybe not for a full season, but it's been a full season since he started in that role. I'm intrigued on how much, like you mentioned, how it would have been ideal for them to been able to play more of their base defense, but I also think that they love that flexibility that Jalen Petrie gave them in nickel packages as, like, you know, a defensive back who kind of functions as a linebacker too. You know, like,
yeah,
it'll be intriguing.
And there's a lot of strengths that come with playing Jalen Petrie in that role, but there's also some weaknesses. You know, when Jalen Petrie is manned up on Davante Adams or other guys like that in the slot, there's some drawbacks there. So I think they're gonna continue to, that role is gonna evolve, and they can keep doing it and still make it effective, because there's a lot of ways you can disguise Jalen Petrie's weaknesses too. You know, the strengths that he has are so strong that there's some things you can do to disguise it. But then there are times where a guy like Jalen Smith, the rookie, and or Miles Bryant and other of those guys, you want to be able to put those guys on Davante Adams in certain circumstances and shift the personnel around. And a lot of it does just boil down to health.
We heard from D'Amico Ryans yesterday about how a handful of guys won't play in this first preseason game against the Vikings, and then there'll be another handful of guys that are limited. So with all of that in mind, what do you, the Texans fan, want to see from this preseason game against the Vikings? Brandon Scott, Seth Payne, we'll discuss that next on the other side.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, let's set some expectations on this thing, man. The Texans, it is, and I hope the vibes are there for y'all. This is like a damn football Friday to me, man. The next time that we talk after this, the Texans will have finally played a football game. All of the excitement, and I was in for you, Seth, for a couple of days leading into training camp. And so the first day of training camp, Sean and I thought did a really good job of like getting people hyped for football being back. And so we've been hyped for a couple of weeks now about that. But today, well, I guess technically tomorrow, but, you know, over these last couple of days, we're actually getting football. We're going to get our first taste of Texans football. I think it's reasonable to try to set some kind of expectations, or at least to kind of talk this through of what is it, knowing that the guys that we really want to see play probably aren't going to play. Are we just kind of in this for the thrill of watching football, or can we actually set a standard for what we want to see this team accomplish in this game?
Yes. Okay. I am genuinely 100% excited to watch Davis Mills throw to Jaden Higgins and Jalen Nolan, Xavier Hutchinson, okay, and John Metchie and all that. Davis has looked good.
Yeah.
And it's versus the backups, yes, but also that's who he's going to be facing tomorrow. Tomorrow? Gosh, yeah, it's tomorrow. It's
tomorrow, yeah.
He looks like a reborn Johnny Utah out there. It's Davis Mills has formed a really nice connection with Jaden Higgins, and they've been doing some good things. For whatever weird reason, there's a certain segment of people that get angry when I point out that Davis Mills has been playing well. I'm not telling you that he's challenging C.J. Stroud for his job or anything, but A, it's nice to have a backup quarterback, and B, it's also nice to sometimes trade a backup quarterback when the teams get desperate. And Davis is now a guy who's played in multiple different systems with multiple different coordinators, so he is... If he can keep sticking around, and if he can put some good performances in the preseason, and maybe in this system, or at least at this stage of his development, he's kind of taken another step forward, that he can be a valuable asset to either this team or as a trade piece somewhere down the road. But the big thing with Davis has always been, all right, we've seen it, you know, you see flashes of it, or you see it in practice, but it's actually putting it together in the game. And sometimes it's the simple things that do him in. It's he'll make some impressive throws, but then some of the simple throws, he makes it more difficult than he should. But for whatever it's worth, I'm actually excited to watch Davis Mills in the preseason, because also I think you might see the best version of Jalen Knoll and Jaden Higgins. They've been working with him, with Davis Mills, and they've formed a relationship with him. So we might see some flashes out of those guys that you can get excited about as well. I'll be curious to see if Jaden Higgins plays a whole bunch in this preseason. I think Jalen Knoll will, but Jaden Higgins has already taken a lot of reps with the ones.
Yeah.
And I wonder if maybe they start to feel like, okay, hey, let's treat him like a starter.
Well, but before we get to the young guys, like, who's got any problem with Davis Mills at this? Like, who's got Mills beef at this point? I understood it when it seemed like the Texans were spinning their wheels at quarterback, and Davis Mills that one year was kind of just anointed the job. I think it was his second season.
Yeah.
And like, I understood the Yanks at that point. But Davis Mills in his current role as is, I think, is perfectly cast. He is totally unproblematic. Nice guy. I think a decent backup quarterback. I don't know. I don't get any kind of Mills resentment at this point.
It's people at this time of year, everybody's – some people they're tense, right? You're just waiting to see. And I see this all the time. I'll say something simple like, oh, you know, C.J. Stroud wasn't that accurate at practice today. The response is,
you don't believe in C.J. Stroud?
Why are you flipping? Why are you so worried? What? It doesn't mean anything. It's just practice. I was like, all I said was he wasn't that accurate at practice.
Make sure you keep that same energy,
Seth. Yeah,
You're giving up on C.J. Stroud.
Right. I didn't say that all of a sudden he's a bum of a quarterback or something.
You did. Yeah, you
I'm just saying, like, yeah, he wasn't that accurate the last few days or whatever. And then
same thing. Just,
as yesterday, I said, I thought, honestly, like, I thought that it wasn't an awesome practice by the offense, but if you dropped me in on yesterday's practice and I didn't know anything about a new offense or anything like that, I would have just thought, like, yeah, there were some good plays or some bad plays, but it didn't look like anything that I would be alarmed or nervous about. And the offensive line gave him some clean pockets. At other times, they didn't. I thought the offense looked a lot more functional yesterday. So with Davis, I think it's the opposite, where you say something nice about Davis Mills and people start to feel like, hey, well, wait a second. He also said that C.J. Stroud didn't look that good. What are you trying to say, Seth? I'm not trying to say a damn thing. I'm saying that there's reasons why C.J. Stroud hasn't been as good, and like very understandable and justifiable explanations for why this looks like an offense that's still learning how to run the offense versus a really good defense. With Davis Mills, I'm not trying to set any kind of high bar of expectations or anything. I think that Davis and the way that he's connected with some of these younger guys in the first couple weeks of camp, it gets me excited to potentially see some good stuff out of the rookies or Xavier Hutchinson or John Metchie and all these other guys.
I do wonder, this is kind of a side note here, but since we're talking about Davis Mills, I do wonder how much, if at all, people might have soured, Texans fans that is, might have soured on Davis Mills after a couple of years ago when the Texans, D'Amico Ryan specifically, when they had an opportunity to go to him as their backup quarterback as their starter when C.J. Stroud got hurt. I want to say it was the Jets game when he was concussed, and they went with Case Keenum. And so, like, if I don't know if that just, like, ruined the Davis Mills experience. People were like, man, they don't even believe in this guy. I remember at the time thinking, like, damn, they don't even believe in this guy as the backup. Yeah. They're going to Case. Case is older than I am. Like, mm-hmm. what are we doing here?
Yeah, they brought in the Mills cat the next week.
They did. I forgot that. Yeah. So,
I can't remember what the order of events was. They tried to go with two quarterbacks, and I think
and two quarterbacks meant none. Yeah.
Yeah. There's just been it's been such a mess. Well, those 2 years especially were. There's been a lot of issues offensively, obviously.
Yeah.
I think that for Case, at this point, my thought for Case is that if he can be a functioning backup quarterback and a guy that's still been developing the last few years and hasn't had any kind of stability with his offensive coordinators.
Or Davis, you mean?
Oh, yeah, sorry. What did I say, Case?
You said, Case is a finished product.
I do wish the best for him this year if he does get some opportunities to play.
Shout out to Case.
I think really right now, for the immediate purposes, it's that going versus vanilla defenses in the preseason and going versus backups, I would much rather have Davis Mills throwing the ball to your young receivers that are trying to develop as well and trying to learn the NFL. I like having a veteran guy that's whatever he is in terms of ceiling or starting ability. You're going to get a better look for the young guys than you would if you put a rookie out there. If Graham Mertz were out there trying to figure it out or Keaton Slovis, it's just not going to be as good for all the other guys on the offense.
This was D'Amico Ryans yesterday talking about workload for guys and playing the younger guys in this first preseason game.
We'll have a handful of guys who won't see action in the game. It'll be a mix. Everybody's kind of on their own plan, but we'll have a handful of guys who won't see time at all. Then we'll have a certain group of guys who are limited. So it's just a lot of different guys in different categories there, but you'll see most of our young guys playing versus the Vikings.
Yeah, so Seth, it's exciting for me at least, is just as a spectator, as an observer, to be following a team with a lot of good young players, right? Like, I think that is the fun part. It's like, even if they're going to hold out some of the key guys, and a lot of the key guys are young guys, it's a team full of young players. Like, I know they got their veteran leadership as well, but they've done a really good job over the last couple of years of at least getting some interesting rookies in here. So, I mean, they've got really fun, fringe position battles that'll be fun to watch. So, like, I think that even without some of the main guys, the fact that they're going to play young guys and you're going to kind of figure out what this depth chart, how this depth chart is going to play itself out, is going to be fun to watch. And also to see how they're organized as well as an offense, no matter who's out there playing it.
And they are, there are a lot of backups on defense who could be starters elsewhere. And they're also guys who have played in the Texans defense already. So you get to watch those guys going up against JJ McCarthy. And I think that JJ McCarthy is going to play, but I think not necessarily behind a full complement of starting offensive players. So we might really get a nice little glimpse of, okay, what I hope to see is the Texans defense, probably with a whole lot of backups playing, just destroying the hopes and confidence of a young quarterback who's basically a rookie.
Yeah. Yeah. No, man. Dude, the Texans defense, and like, if some of you guys have been to the practices that have been made available to the public, but getting to see the Texans defense in live action, I think that's a great point by you, Seth. They've got some depth, particularly along the defensive line. I don't know if that's given enough credit. Obviously, people talk a lot about Will Anderson Jr., and they talk a lot about Danielle Hunter, but like Daryl Taylor, and you know, I know Derek Barnett hasn't been healthy, but like the fact that those are two guys that they got. Danico Autry has not been healthy, but these are guys that they have as depth pieces. Dylan Horton, somebody that's a depth piece. It's a really deep position group. And like you mentioned, a bunch of guys that could also probably start for you elsewhere. I will say on the other side of the ball, I do hope, I understand Jaden Higgins has already run a lot with the ones and is probably penciled in already as a starter. It'd be nice to get a look at the shiny new toy, you know, like it'd be nice to get a look at him, not to put him in harm's way, but to just showcase a little bit. I'd like to get, you know, plenty of all of the Iowa. Give me all the Iowa State wide receivers. Give me Jay. Give me Jaden Higgins.
Iowa State package.
Give me the Iowa State package. Give me Noel. Give me Higgins. Give me Hutchinson. Give me all of them.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would just get the old gang back together again. I think that for Higgins, there is a value to just actually going through the entire process and going by the game day schedule of an NFL team. I think for a lot of rookies, it's good to do all of that. And maybe he doesn't play a whole bunch, but you start to get comfortable with that process. You know, they did that at the scrimmage yesterday. They made it very game-like. They did TV timeouts, all of the little things that happen in the course of a series that you kind of just try to simulate the regular season game experience. And with Jaden, I think I feel really good about him. I know it hasn't been great for the passing offense this preseason so far. But it's his professionalism already. I think he's already there. He doesn't act like and operate like a rookie, but he's got length and he's got really good hands. And as long as CJ is, you know, once he gets comfortable and he's playing like the ball placement specialist, CJ's going to find Jaden Higgins. Jalen Noel, I think the Texans are going to find ways to use Jalen Noel, even if he isn't a starter, because they really like Christian Kirk. He's been the guy at slot all through training camp so far, and I think he's going to be the starter. But you can't watch the speed that Jalen Noel has and not think, okay, we got to figure out a way to get him on the field a few times at least.
Yeah, no, I've been saying it. He adds an element to the offense that I just don't feel like they've had. Obviously, Tank Dell is a different type of athlete. It's more of the suddenness and how he gets in and out of his breaks, where this guy is just, a burner, you know, and yeah. I don't know if they've had that in a really long time. Seth Payne's interview with his former teammate D'Amico Ryans, Texans head coach, was so damn good, we gonna play it again. That's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.